Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship here at St. Philip of Deacon. It's good to have you all here. A special welcome, as always, to anyone worshiping with us today for the first time. If this is your first time worshiping with us, please know we've been expecting you and we're delighted by your presence. I want to be sure to welcome those of you joining us digitally as well. As always, you can find what you need for worship at spdlc.org/livestream. It is still the Christmas season, so Merry Christmas, everyone. We had a wonderful celebration of Christmas Eve on Tuesday and then Christmas Day on Wednesday. And I want to thank again our amazing musicians, Sam, who's walking in, and Selena and our vocal quartet did yeoman's work on Tuesday especially. It's a long day and the music was outstanding, so thank you all. Let's see, we continue that theme of music today. It's been a tradition here at St. Philip of Deacon for the last few years that we do a liturgy of carols on the weekend after Christmas. So we'll sing a number of carols today. Pastor Valerie will discuss one particular carol or hymn, which may be new to you for her homily. So we look forward to that. And then we're also looking forward this service to baptizing Jamie Jo Wilton, who is resting comfortably in her godfather's arms right now. We'll see if she continues to rest comfortably when we pour water on her head. Anyway, welcome to all of you who are involved in that. We're glad you're here. And again, welcome to each and every one of you again. We are delighted to worship with you this morning. I'll invite you to stand now for the opening hymn. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, love from the beginning, word made flesh, breath of heaven. Amen. Let us confess our sins with confidence in God's promise of forgiveness. God, wonderful counselor, we confess that we have turned from your gifts and chosen our own way. We have not made room for you in our hearts or in our world. We have lived in fear. We have not welcomed the stranger. We desire gifts that will not endure. Forgive us our sins, known and unknown, and open us to receive the peace of Jesus dwelling in and among us. Amen. God's loving kindness has appeared to us in Christ our Savior. We are saved not by anything we have done, but by God's mercy poured out on us richly. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Through the Spirit living in you, God give you faith to trust Jesus, who is love born for you, now and always. Amen. Please be seated. As we light this candle today, we thank you, God, for the hope you give us, for the peace you bestow, for the joy you pour into our hearts, and for the love that redeems us and shows us the way. We thank you, God, for the gift of Jesus. Together, let us pray. Loving God, Emmanuel, we thank you for being with us, for sending your Son to walk with us and to lead us. As Christ Jesus was born of Mary, so may he be born in us and through us revealed to the world. Grant that the hope, the peace, the joy, and the love of which we have heard and spoken throughout this holy season be fully realized in us as we worship and serve you through him, now and forevermore. Amen. Please stand. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Shine into our hearts the light of your wisdom, O God, and open our minds to the knowledge of your word, that in all things we may think and act according to your good will, and may live continually in the light of your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from Psalms. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his host. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He established them forever and ever. He fixed their bounds, which cannot be passed. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters in all deeps, fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy wind, fulfilling his command. mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and women alike, old and young, together. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for his people, praise for all his faithful, for the people of Israel who are close to him. Praise the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Gospel according to Luke, the second chapter. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people, Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment, she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ. Grace, mercy, and peace be with you all from God our Creator and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It is our tradition that on the weekend after Christmas, as Pastor Tim mentioned, we enjoy a liturgy of carols, and we learn a little something about one of the hymns. This year, I am grateful to our wonderful organist, Selena Kovacic, for presenting us with a hymn that may be a little less familiar to us called A Stable Lamp Is Lighted. I have really enjoyed learning about it, and I hope that you will find it to be meaningful and interesting as well. We will look at the poet who wrote the words, the composer who wrote the music, and the meaning of the hymn. Richard Wilbur, one of our nation's most distinguished poets, was born in New York in 1921 and raised in the Episcopal faith. He graduated from Amherst, served in the United States Army in the European Theater in World War II, earned a Master of Arts degree from Harvard, and then taught at Harvard, Wellesley, Wesleyan, and Smith. He was awarded numerous, and I mean numerous, literary prizes, including two Pulitzers for poetry and the National Medal of Arts. Additionally, he was named Poet Laureate of the United States in 1987. He also wrote prose and was a translator. He was married to Mary Hayes Ward and was the father of four children. He died in 2017. It was during his time at Wesleyan University in the late 1950s that he was approached by the composer Richard Winslow and asked to write a poem that Winslow could set to music for their upcoming Christmas concert. Wilbur accepted the invitation, put his pen to paper, and wrote a poem that he called A Christmas Hymn, also known now as A Stable Lamp Is Lighted. Winslow wrote the tune for solo voice and harpsichord, and it was performed at the concert. At some point later in an interview, Wilbur read his poem aloud, and then he commented, "One thing I found by answering Richard Winslow's challenge is that if you write a hymn and you are serious about it, you have no business filling it with maverick notions of your own. A hymn has to be perfectly orthodox so that a congregation can belt it out with one voice. And that's an interesting constraint under which to work, and of course it is a great challenge." And he continued, "I am glad to have met the challenge once." There are some people, he said, like Charles Wesley and Isaac Watts, who met it many times, and they have my admiration. In the 1980s, David Hurt, organist, composer, and professor in the Episcopal General Theological Seminary in New York, found Wilbur's poem and composed the hymn tune for it that we will sing together today. He named his new hymn tune Andujar after Lily Andujar Rogers, his choir director when he was a boy soprano at St. Gabriel's Church in Long Island. So let's take a look at this hymn, which we have printed in your worship folder. First, let's notice that in each verse a phrase is repeated, "and every stone shall cry." Wilbur looked to the book of Luke and the account of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, with people praising God so loudly and joyfully that the Pharisees in the crowd told Jesus to make them be quiet. And Jesus replied, "I tell you, if they keep quiet, the stones themselves will cry out." So Wilbur starts here. And although this poem was written for a Christmas concert, and he called it a Christmas hymn, he didn't choose his refrain from the story of the manger and the shepherds and the angels, but instead from the story of a procession with palms and cloaks and a colt. And this is the heartbeat of each verse, "and the stone shall cry, and every stone shall cry." As we shall see, From birth to Palm Sunday, to Good Friday, to Easter, we have one full story of our Savior's life, and all of it is expressed in this hymn. Wilbur must have known that we can only truly understand the beginning of Jesus' sacred story. We can only fully understand Christmas when we see his story through to the very end. Let's look at verse 1. A stable lamp is lighted, whose glow shall wake the sky. The stars shall bend their voices, and every stone shall cry. And every stone shall cry, and straw like gold shall shine. A barn shall harbor heaven, a stall become a shrine. So now here we are at Christmas morning, a lamp lit in a stable where a young mother is cradling the miracle of a son in her humble and holy arms. In the babe's presence, the cold room is transformed. The straw is shining like gold in the lamplight. And the stars, maybe even the one the Magi are following, are bending their heavenly voices down past the angels singing peace on earth. And their song is touching the place where heaven and earth meet in this little one. In his tiny, holy presence, every stone shall cry out with quiet wonder and worship. All of creation welcomes the newborn home to the world that he himself has made. Let's go to verse 2. And now we jump to Palm Sunday, as Wilbur wrote. This child through David's city shall ride in triumph by. The palm shall strew its branches, and every stone shall cry. And every stone shall cry, though heavy, dull, and dumb, and lie within the roadway to pave his kingdom come. So here we have the description of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, which is all about his kingship and the fulfillment of messianic prophecies. Palm trees offer their branches, and old and young and broken and whole, everyone praise him with smiles and shouts. In his presence, every stone beneath the donkey's hooves cries out with joy, all witnessing the day. The stones are, on the one hand, just ordinary, and yet they recognize the divine and they do their part. They literally pave the way for Jesus' coming kingdom. It is as though all of creation plays a part in preparing the path for Jesus' reign. And then, in verse 3, Wilbur takes us to Good Friday. Yet he shall be forsaken and yielded up to die. The sky shall groan and darken, and every stone shall cry. And every stone shall cry for stony hearts of men, God's blood upon the spearhead, God's love refused again. These simple words contain such anguish. God's love refused, the love that had been made flesh, handed over to die, his embrace rejected. And now the heavens that bent their voices in joyful praise at his birth are groaning in pain and darkness at what creation has done to its creator. And in the presence of all this, every stone shall cry out in pain, the stones of Golgotha bloodied by suffering and death, the stones of fear and hatred that weigh in the human heart, the stones of grief that mark the loss and the death. But because God is God, and God is unquenchable love, in verse 4, we return gently to the manger, but with an Easter glow. But now, as at the ending, the low is lifted high. The stars shall bend their voices, and every stone shall cry. And every stone shall cry in praises of the child, by whose descent among us the worlds are reconciled. From incarnation to passion to resurrection, we journey with our Savior in this hymn. The crucified one is raised. The stars and the stones are singing again, heaven and earth made one once for all. The stones of his tomb are echoing with emptiness. The stone that was rejected has become the chief cornerstone. The heavy stone of death itself is lifted. And with their Savior, humanity is raised from death. Every part of creation praises the Christ child who becomes one with us to make us his own. Someone reflecting on this hymn said, "This hymn teaches us that there is no stone that cannot sing, no stone that cannot be softened, enlivened, shaped to shout God's purposes. So if there are stony places in us that resist the love of Jesus, let's be of good cheer. For in the presence of this babe in the manger, this dear one on the cross, this resurrected Savior, every stone will cry out with wonder and gratitude and joy, even the ones within us." Let's listen to verse 1 of "A Stable Lamp Is Lighted," sung by our lovely quartet, and then we will sing the last 3 verses together. A very blessed Christmas to you all.
Thank you.
And as I mentioned in my welcome, we are privileged today to have a baptism for Jamie and Joe Wilton, so I'll invite her and her mom and dad and godparents up, Brian and Sydney, the parents, and Jennifer and James, the godparents. Oh, and she's sleeping. Sorry to interrupt your nap, Jamie. Maybe you'll sleep through this. We'll see. In baptism, our gracious Heavenly Father frees us from sin and death by joining us to the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are born children of a fallen humanity. By water and the Holy Spirit, we are reborn children of God and made members of the church, the body of Christ. Living with Christ and in communion of the saints, we grow in faith, love, and obedience to the will of God. Parents and godparents, as you bring Jamie to receive the gift of baptism, you are entrusted with responsibilities to live with her among God's faithful people, to bring her to the Word of God and the Holy Supper, to teach her the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments, to place in her hands the Holy Scriptures and nurture her in faith and prayer so that she may learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others in the world God made, and work for justice and peace. Parents and godparents, I ask you, do you promise to help Jamie grow in the Christian faith and life? If so, please respond together. We do. And people of God, I ask you, do you promise to support Jamie and pray for her in her new life in Christ? If so, please respond together. We do. I now ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Parents and godparents, do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God? Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God? And do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God? If so, please respond together. I renounce them.
I renounce them.
I invite the congregation to please stand. As together we confess our faith, do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Congregation may be seated. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family, and through the sea you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. At the river your Son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By the baptism of Jesus' death and resurrection, you set us free from the power of sin and death and raise us up to live in you. Pour out your Holy Spirit, the power of your living word, that those who are washed in the waters of baptism may be given new life. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. All right, well, she did wake up. Okay, Jamie, we're just going to get your head. Oh, you're so... You're all like, oh. All right, Jamie, this is just going to be a little bit of water on your head. Jamie, Joe, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, you're all right. She wanted to dive in there.
Yeah.
Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit you give your daughters and sons new birth, cleanse them from sin, and raise them to eternal life. Sustain Jamie with the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. Apparently she does not like that.
Yeah.
Jamie, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Amen. I invite you all to join in this blessing. Jamie, we bless your eyes that you may look out into the world with love. We bless your ears that you may hear the voice of Jesus and follow. We bless your lips that you may proclaim the praise of Christ. We bless your shoulders that you may bear the gentle burden of Christ's yoke. We bless your heart that God may dwell there. We bless your hands that you may do the work to which you are called. We bless your feet that you may walk all of your days in the way of Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to have to keep an eye on her. I think she's going to be a member of the choir. She's already wearing white, but I'm going to give you this white garment to place on her as a reminder, Jamie, that you are a new creation clothed in Christ. And we also light this candle, and we invite you to light it on the anniversary of this. I'll give this to you. As a reminder that, Jamie, you should let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. And now let us welcome the newly baptized. We welcome you into the body of Christ and into the mission we share. Join us in giving thanks and praise to God and bearing God's creative and redeeming word to all the world. And we continue with the offering. Be seated for the prayers. And now, filled with good news of great joy, let us offer our prayers for the church, for the earth, and for all people. We pray for those who teach and for those who learn. Bless the education ministries of your church. Guide Sunday school teachers and Bible study leaders in our ongoing faith formation. God of grace. We pray for the thriving of creation, protect the habitats of all wild animals and creeping things, increase our knowledge of the natural world and the care of its inhabitants. God of grace, we pray for the nations of the world. Raise up rulers who lead with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Let your peace rule in their hearts and in all lands. God of grace, we pray for the well-being of your people. Keep watch over all who travel this holiday season. Accompany those who are alone or ill, especially today. We remember Mike, Lorna, Gloria, Kathy, Leah, Myron, Corbin, Amy, Jane, Mark, Ron, Bob, Kitty, and Julie. Console all whose relationships are strained or severed. God of grace, we pray for the ministry of this congregation. Let the word of Christ dwell in us richly and clothe us in love. God of grace, for your holy, beloved, and chosen ones of every time and place, we give thanks. Comfort those who grieve and draw us all into everlasting praise and joy. God of grace, we commend these prayers to you, O God, trusting your grace made known to all through the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please stand. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now, dear people of God, receive the blessing. God, the Creator, who delights in you, Jesus, the Savior, who is born for you, and the life-giving Spirit who shines on you, bless you and keep you in hope and peace. Amen. Now go in peace, share the joy of Jesus.